So I just had about a 20-minute conversation with a pastor. He's a local pastor at a Baptist church. I won't mention his name. He was very kind and very nice. He admitted to me that his parishioners are worldly, sinful. They won't stand for taking away the feminization, women showing off their bodies, showing off their hair. They won't stand for taking away the pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. They won't stand for if you clamp down and tell them they shouldn't have worldly television sets. He said, I'll empty my building. He admits it. And the fruit of America is 250 years of denominational church. Look at America. It's Sodom 2. It is ready and ripe for the judgment of God. America is already under the judgment of God. You know how I know that? Because whenever a nation turns against God, he sends massive false teachers to further sweep you away. God says, you don't want me? I'll send you the workers of iniquity. And we have them on every corner. They're all over the TV and radio and internet. The massive amounts of false teachers and deception everywhere. America's already under the judgment. Look at the four or five major civilizations in the world. Do you know what is the last part that usually happens when they crumble? The very last thing that happens before they're totally destroyed. Sexual immorality. America is on its last breath. America is a perverted, corrupt nation that has no hope of finding eternal life unless they turn, come out of the culture, forsake their sin, and seek Christ in spirit and truth. That's the only hope for America. You gotta turn out of the church systems. You gotta turn out of the streets and the culture and the media. And you gotta follow Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. Test yourself, folks. Ma'am, take a gospel card. Test yourself. We love you. Let us know how we can help you. Go to our website for free. Be encouraged. Be lifted up. Be edified in the Word of God. That was cool. Older couple stood there for about half an hour and they're going. She walked away and I said, take a gospel card, man. She goes, thank you. Thank you. Gospel good news.
There you go. They see how we act with people and how we are.
Oh, yeah. We'll walk down this way. Gospel good news, lifting up the only way to eternal life. Broad is the road to destruction. America's on the broad road to destruction. Are you willing to lose your life to find it in Jesus Christ? Come out of the world, come out of the false church systems on Sunday morning. They're teaching you lies and deception. I don't know of one biblical church in all of America. They're keeping false ways and sin and deception. Test yourself, sir. We love you. The fruit of God's people is they follow Christ in obedience and holiness. Holy is to be set apart for the kingdom of God. If you're not set apart for the kingdom of God, you're not holy. You can't claim Christ if you're not living a holy life by the Spirit of God. Holiness is the fruit of God's people. Are you living after a pattern of holiness today, folks? What are you seeking? What are you living for? Food, fun, frivolity? Or are you seeking the kingdom of God that Christ shed his blood to make a way for you? Christ made the narrow way. Don't be swept away in the sin and flesh of this culture. He's so glorious. He's so worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. He's worthy to be warned of. The Bible says he hates every false way. The Bible says in Psalm 5:5, God hates the wicked. Wicked means sinful people. He hates false systems like the Jehovah Witnesses that lie to people with their false Jesus, their false Bible. They need to repent or they're going to lose their souls. I've already rebuked the Jehovah Witnesses here in love. But Jesus Christ, fully man, fully God, came into the world to shed his blood for you. And he calls you to lose your life to come follow him. You can't follow Jesus Christ. Follow your own life. Follow the culture. It's like a marriage. You can't marry your wife and run with other women. You can't marry your husband and run with other men. You can't claim a faith in God and run like the world and run with the false church systems around the world and America. You got to choose this day whom you're going to serve. Joshua said it. Moses said it. And in Moses' day, whoever didn't choose to serve the Lord, Moses said, draw your sword and go take them all out. And 3,000 men died that day. That's how the justice of God works. But here in America, and in the New Testament Word of God, we are not required to kill false teachers. We wouldn't do that. We're required to mark them, rebuke them, avoid them, call them out like I did the false Jehovah Witnesses. But the modern pastors are no better. I just had to have a conversation with a Baptist pastor. He admitted they keep a whole bunch of sin in his church. Imagine that. An American pastor admitting they keep a bunch of sin in their church. But yet God's people don't sin on, do they? No. They forsake their sin. They turn from their sin. They follow him in spirit and truth. And they love the Lord thy God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Americans love entertainment with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Americans love their flesh with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Sports, they love. But Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth does speak. So ask yourself, what is it that you speak about? What is it that you're living for? What is it that you talk about? What is it that you spend your money on? That's what Jesus said, you'll know. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. If you're not living for the Savior, lifting him up, studying his word, talking to others about him, living in holiness and obedience, testing your church systems, then coming out of all false ways and sin, you don't have the fruit of being born of God. And Jesus said in John 3, you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Born again means a spiritual rebirth so that you can be made new. And he'll change your heart, he'll change your desires. You don't want the ways of the world anymore. You don't want your TV, your Netflix. You don't want what your pastors swill. You want holiness and obedience. You want righteousness, goodness, truth, and mercy. That's not the American church system. That's not the American culture. It's corrupt, perverted, feminized, and paganized. And it is not God bless America. The wrath of God is coming to America and the world. It's already here. America's already under the judgment of God. Unless you're willing to turn and repent, you're going to be part of it as well. Loving our neighbor, asking you to ponder on this beautiful day, what are you living for? And what will the fruit of your life be on Judgment Day? You followed the culture and your flesh, and you didn't follow the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and his word, you'll have no hope of eternal life to come. Don't squander your soul. Don't waste your life. Don't live for the entertainment and sports and politics and flesh and pride and vanity. Live for the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Jesus didn't die so you could live a worldly carnal life. Jesus died to set you free and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What a glorious gospel we get to preach today.